Let's find out what kind of trouble I got into. Don't pull that fire alarm. About 1953, our family lived on the Royal Canadian Air Force Base in Greenwood, Nova Scotia. At 5 years old, there are so many things to discover. One quiet summer morning, my friend Bobby and I were curious about this pole with the red box mounted on it. We checked to make sure no one was around. We knew it could get us into trouble, but our curiosity got the better of us. I climbed up on Bobby's back to reach the big white handle. While we both balanced, I pulled on the handle. It easily swung down. Bobby was now getting very wobbly under my weight, so I kept a tight grip on the handle. I feared I'd fall back on my head. After what seemed like only an instant, I heard a fire truck siren. I was still firmly gripping the pull bar handle when I turned my head to the right. To my surprise and horror, just a few feet away was a very big red fire engine with several firemen hanging off of it. We were caught red-handed, still gripping the handle to keep from falling over. We knew we were in big trouble. One of the firemen jumped down off the truck, came forward and asked in a deep, stern voice, "Okay, boys, where do you live?" as he lifted me down off Bobby's back. I pointed down the street. "Well, let's go talk to your parents," he said, looking very serious. He grabbed both of us by our collars and marched us down the street. I glanced back at the other firemen because I could hear them chuckling. They were smiling as though this was quite amusing. I thought, I better not smile. I have yet to face my parents. I got the usual punishment parents dished out. Most important was the lecture about crying wolf. Maybe next time the firemen wouldn't show up. They could say, it's probably those boys again. If it was a real fire, people could get hurt. Claire, what did you learn from this story?
Always run really fast, Granddad. Don't hang around waiting for the fire truck, Claire teases me.
Chuckling, I say, well, no, don't get in a situation like that. Always ask what something is for before playing with it, especially in public places.
Were you always that bad, Granddad?
Well, my poor mother knew as soon as I could walk that I was going to be nothing but trouble.
When I was a year and a half old, she put me in a child's harness and tied me to the front step railing with a long rope.
She needed to get some housework done. The next time she looked out the window, I was running down the street as fast as my little legs could go. Unfortunately, I was totally naked. I had managed to get out of the harness by pulling off all my clothes. Well, there was my mother, in her apron, racing down the street trying to catch up to her naked little escapee.
That's funny, Granddad. You must have been your mom's worst nightmare.
I chuckle about it now, but I probably was.
Okay, now tell me another story, Granddad.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.